Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Wrestling with Death. I, of course, am your ghost host with the very most, the Reaper Matt Connard. And this week on the podcast, we have got another mess around on our hands. This time, have Peyton Graham, Chris LaRusso, and Jack Pollock, three of my very best friends in the wrestling business. And, well, it's just exactly what the title entails. It's a mess. It was a lot of fun, though. We talk about wrestling, mostly. There's a lot of non-wrestling. Look, alcohol was involved for a select few of us, not myself. And a lot of tangents, a lot of jokes, just a good time. I really enjoy getting to do these because life gets so hectic that you don't get enough time with your friends as you would like. So getting to do these kind of things where it's not even that official, you just turn a microphone on and just fuck around. I really enjoyed it, and I think you guys will enjoy it too. So without further ado, let's dive headfirst into the mess with Peyton Graham, Chris LaRusso, and Jack Pollock. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juice. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a sturdy roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around.
Take my clothes off one time and...
One time's too many.
Who's excited for Beaver Falls?
In this apartment.
I wasn't stripping. I was rending my clothes in anger.
And then you almost killed the cat.
I didn't kill the cat. I may have traumatized
him. Nowhere.
You're not?
No.
We're going to Kaiju.
Yeah, we're going to go to Kaiju.
You know what? I'd actually, if I didn't have a show, I would check it out. Just because it's such a different thing.
Well, I didn't realize the $25 for the tickets was for the party, the show, and the food trucks.
Oh, that's all combined?
Yeah, it's the $25.
Do you get like a ticket for the food, or do you have to? Like...
I don't know. Like, I don't know how it works because, like, I don't know what the party is. It before or after the show?
I don't know.
It just says food trucks, party, and show.
I'd be so. Because
you can get if you do $5.
Because it's downtown,
right? It's just for the food trucks. Yeah, it's
on. I'd be so.
Okay, do you consider Kaiju Big Battle Wrestling?
I heard it's a bunch of untrained dudes.
Yeah,
do you consider it wrestling?
No, I mean I consider it performance art.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're doing different than what KSWA is.
But do you know how, like, it somehow is enough in wrestling's orbit that they've been at WrestleCon, they've been at Mania Weekend,
true.
They've been at...
Uh-huh.
They're somehow in wrestling's orbit.
Yeah,
right.
I feel like they're on the outside of, like, the sphere.
I feel like this is a topic for the podcast.
I'm on right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going.
Connor's always on, bro.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello, internet world.
None of that. I'm not bothering with intros and shit. I'll record that later.
Okay.
When did we start?
Amen. 2 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Just in case you're wondering who's in the room, Reaper Matt Connor, the next trending topic, Jack Pollock.
I was covering this in the opening.
Oh, well, then fuck it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Leave all this in there, though. Perfect.
From the jump, where were we at?
You were talking about Kaiju, whether it's wrestling or not.
No, but I mean, like, okay.
Can we watch a clip of this? I think I've seen it.
Yeah, we got like, you have a YouTube on your...
Yeah, I
do. Okay.
Do you have that YouTube? You have the YouTube.
Did you get it yet?
All the kids have it. All right, douchebag. I have an Xbox. I don't know if it comes automatically on the PlayStation.
Oh, because Xbox is so much better than PS4.
It is. It is way better.
I don't know. I don't have any.
No.
Why do you like Injustice 2?
Yeah. I've beaten it.
Well, that's not a huge accomplishment.
50 times over.
That's not a huge accomplishment. No. Like, do you play online?
No.
Of course, because you get murked by 12-year-olds.
I don't like playing video games with other people.
What's the point of having a video game?
Matt and I both have the game, and he doesn't even play with me.
Nah.
Although,
who's your main?
Although, he comes over to my apartment,
Batman.
And I fucking rifled through.
Of language! It's a PG podcast. I actually
forgot we were recording.
I don't listen to the podcast.
You're a heel now. It doesn't matter.
So I don't know.
Scarecrow's real. I really like Scarecrow.
I'm a Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing's good too. I like Swamp Thing. Yeah. Especially to range people out. That's a great.
Right.
Yeah. Things and stuff.
So how's music, Pollock?
Music's awesome, dude. I'm making playlists left and right.
Yeah?
There was a moment last night I was listening to some music, and I was just separating every instrument.
I'm
going to
guess that's a pretty generic. That looks like their front logo, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's a logo.
But, like, I think that was a logo on, like, the banner.
Yeah, this is all their shit.
I guess this will be fine.
That works.
I'm
going to
say the best match ever.
Ah, shit.
Oh, Sky Vodka. How about that?
Well, this podcast is brought to you by Sky Vodka.
No, it's not.
Actually, I had a screwdriver before I came over, so.
Getting started.
Do you have any Parisian vodka in the house today?
Yeah.
You know what I'm actually on is the clean, is the, it's this, like, really clean vodka that it's, like, been distilled 7 times. It's supposedly organic. I mean, I thought all vodka was organic, but.
Where are you getting this?
Hooven bought it for me, so.
Oh, Hooven.
Loudon Noxious? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah.
Loudon Noxious.
This is Gavin Loudspeaker.
He's got a lot of toys on his desk.
That's all the wrestlers.
You know, like, I was actually, when I was growing up, I was a huge fan of Godzilla. I loved kaiju movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, wow, this is fucking awesome. We're 30 seconds in, and I'm like, yes. All right, so it's in a wrestling ring.
Yeah. The first time I heard about these guys is because Hero worked for them.
Yeah.
Did Hero work as Hero?
As Hero.
So then it's kind of real.
Kind of.
Your food's here, Matt.
Hooray! Hello?
Leave that in.
They forgot.
Was that a head scissor? I couldn't tell.
Yeah,
what
it
that
was a head scissors of some sort.
Okay, I'm honestly, I can't tell if it's that. Yeah, actually, the punches just tipped me off. But, like, in those costumes, how could you work?
I don't. I feel like they're not fully trained.
They're not. Let's be honest. Yeah.
Oof,
like they're not.
Yikes.
They're not.
Yeah. And how some of these guys aren't dead, like being in those costumes and taking,
probably especially those
costumes.
Bumps. Yeah. Like
yeah.
Like
costumes
some of those moves.
Protecting them more.
But you know,
yeah,
you could, but your joints, like you get your arm trapped underneath you, like that could be rough.
You get your.
Obviously, the strikes aren't gonna do anyone in, but just like. Okay, that guy with the spikes on his back.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know where his head was.
That crustacean?
Yes.
I guess.
Weird.
He's got claws, dude. Whoa!
Kind of a spine buster.
Oh my god.
Man.
We paid money to go see this, man.
I didn't Corinne did.
No, I paid money.
Thank you, Corinne.
Thanks, Corinne.
I paid money to go with you to go see this.
You would have so much more fun seeing this if I was there.
I would.
Because I would make it.
You'd be super drunk too.
Hey,
are the buildings cardboard? Like, or actually, it looks kind of like foam.
Yeah, I think they're like a mixture,
like styrofoam.
Yeah,
the production value is fantastic.
Yeah, kick that ref.
Yeah, screw that ref. Yeah, screw that building too. Yeah, wait, is it a ladder?
It's a ladder. Yeah.
Oh,
is this a coal miner's glove on a pole match?
No, I think it's Judy Bagwell.
I'll tell you right now.
I hope Judy Bagwell's in that building.
Okay, there is no chance in hell I could climb that in that costume. There's no way.
I don't think there's a lot I could do in that costume.
Why does the human-looking one have a Nintendo controller on his arm? Is he one of the Super Smash Brothers?
What is going on right now?
Yikes! Oh!
He fell off the ladder!
Onto his face.
I hope everyone at home in this audio podcast is enjoying this.
Just tell them which one to watch, dude.
Yeah, watch one.
It's a crab versus a guy with a Nintendo controller on his arm.
Wait!
And a chicken just did a run.
Oh, surfboard running! It's surfboard chicken.
Okay, so back, the original question is like, is this pro wrestling?
Yes.
What do you think?
No.
Hunter says no.
This is sports entertainment.
Well, this isn't even sports entertainment. It's just entertainment.
Well, but I mean, like, it's not a huge. Well, like, and I don't want to insult anybody here, but I mean, what's the leap between this and Chikara?
They actually wrestle at Chikara.
I understand that, but the surreal. Great. Okay, if the guys in the suits were amazing workers,
sure.
would you then call this pro wrestling?
Because, yeah, because they would make whatever this is make sense and not just a bunch of guys picking each other up and down in monster suits. There would be a narrative. There is no narrative here.
Yeah, dude, the chicken's fighting the crab.
The only way this would get any more over with me
is
if Peter Griffin makes a run in on...
Yes! I don't know. I mean, like...
Crab Buster!
I remember there was a couple years ago, this maybe I'm misquoting the time period, but there was a time where I saw a speech by Mike Quackenbush where he was going about that.
Is this like that 8-minute speech? He kind of like a Philly Comic-Con
like
or something?
Or something like that. And he explains that like pro wrestling being a vehicle to tell a sports story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is what historically pro wrestling is, but he made the argument that pro wrestling could be a lot more than that, and you could tell something that is not a sports based story, that you could tell something fantastical and ridiculous. I mean, it was certainly well thought out. It was certainly well, you know, he had a point. He had evidence to back it up, but I don't know. To me, pro wrestling has always been, you know, that anchor in reality that was two guys fighting in a arena that was supposed to be a sport.
Modern day gladiator.
Yeah, and that there was... What is he doing? What is he sprinkling on him? Is that kitty litter?
It's chicken food?
Oh, it's chicken feed, so he pecks him to death. Okay.
Doe's loving this right now, by the way.
Is Doe coming to this?
No, he hates this.
Damn it.
I texted him and Doe
threatened to kill me
punks.
Within the last month.
Hmm?
Doe threatened to kill me within the last month.
Go on, Chris.
What'd
tell
you do?
Us now.
I was hit with a cardboard cutout of Bradley Brothers' head.
Oh, yeah.
And I got the message, if you sold that, I'm going to punch you right through your throat.
Yep.
I
didn't
see that.
Hilarious.
I would have sold it.
I'm pretty sure Chris did sell it.
I mean, it was one of those things as I'm being whipped. I was like, what the hell? Is that Bradley Brothers' bang? I think if you come at this expecting wrestling, then you came at it with the wrong mindset.
I'm not expecting wrestling out of this, but as far as the discussion, is this wrestling? Fuck no, it's not.
I don't hate these guys. I don't like, you know, but I think it's just they're doing their own thing. They're doing something, and whether you call it pro wrestling or not, like,
I don't.
You know, whatever, it draws a crowd. It's like, all right, fine. I never understood, like, when Cornette gets as angry as he gets, I never understood the anger. Like, you can still do pro wrestling. Nobody's telling you you can't.
Yeah.
Like, how does this possibly affect your life?
Right.
I've gotten angry before.
But I mean, like,
we've been there. We've seen that.
Desks have been destroyed because of that.
I was going to say, I was thinking more along LaRusso's apartment. But yeah, the PWX day.
Oh, when you stormed out of your own podcast.
Yeah.
What?
That round table we were trying to have that went to hell.
No, the first round table went really good. It was the second round table where we got in trouble.
We had more people then.
Yeah.
I didn't even use that podcast.
The second one was what?
Which one was I too drunk for?
That was the System Elite. The one that we didn't use.
The one we didn't use. Because you were just
sitting
there.
The noise complaint.
Was saying
because
all sorts of negative shit.
I was all over the board that night.
But the first one was...
Was that the one we had Dion at? The second one? Or is that the first one?
It was the second one.
Because that was when Dan was there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the first one was basically because Marcus was not anti Ric Flair, but he was just like...
I don't see the big deal.
I don't get it. And so we watched Flair and Steamboat, and then because along with my wrestling boots that I ordered, High Spots was nice enough to include a Dragon's Gate USA DVD.
Thank you, HighSpots.com. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
AR Fox dove off the TV.
Yes, that was the one that you were like, AR Fox just said fuck life and dove right out of the camera view. I mean, the first one was interesting because there was like there was some like meaningful conversation,
mm-hmm.
and there was some discussion, and then you got on and just screamed over everyone
this
and it
was
unusable.
One or the second one.
Second one.
I don't think I was at the first one.
No, you, no, you weren't. No, that's why that one was, aired, and the second Terry one didn't. One? Yes, Terry actually was. Terry was in my goddamn apartment. How the hell did that happen?
Hey, man. Come on, man.
That was before he tried to get the colonists to rise up against me.
Hey.
You know?
Man.
I remember that, just him being like, and who's with me?
Crickets.
All right, brother. What do you guys think about the Cornette, Vince Russo?
Oh, I just listened to the...
like that feud firing back up.
Russo served on papers.
Is that true? I read that. I don't know if that's true.
I saw a picture of him online. Jim Cornette says he's going to autograph copies of it and send it out to people who buy him off his website next week.
I love Cornette so much.
I fucking love it. Well, I gotta tell a quick Cornette story because we were... Was anyone else here on that nonsense show? No. Thank God. No. Sorry, Rock. I love you, but, like, you know, that show went off the rails.
Rock? Like, The Rock?
No, Rock Parsons.
Rock Johnson?
You know, no, not Rock Johnson. Rocky. Rock, yeah.
Little Rocky.
Adam, you know, Rock, thank you very much for the opportunity, but
they're
that
not
thing,
listening.
Okay, fair enough.
The guy that trained Mitchell.
Matt just wanted us to come and hang out tonight. He's actually not even recording right now. He's watching
the porn. Point being
and eating chicken wings.
That's what gets the Reaper off. Porn and chicken wings at the same time.
Moving on. That feels like it would sting.
That's why you went with the mouth.
That's what I was gonna say. That's, good, like
that's why you go with
that
the mouth.
That was the real reason.
So it was the it was that show in Parkersburg, and it was 105 in the building. It was just brutally hot. You know, the show it was a bad indie show, and Cornette was a part of it.
That was Friday or Saturday?
I want to say it was a Saturday. But anyway, the show ends with a battle royal, and the crowd is already overheated and has just had enough. And there was a lot of really, like, Bill Collier was on the show. A lot of the Shikara guys were on the show, like Mr. Touchdown. Mm-hmm. He's really good. Who's the baseball guy? Dasher Hatfield. Who's, like, I didn't realize how good a worker he was until that show. He's really, really good. So there was some really good talent on the show. And then the battle royal just like, jumps the curb and, like, crashes into the orphanage, which then explodes, and then the orphans catch on fire, and it's terrible. And I just remember Cornette storming to his car, like, wrestlers trying, Mr. Cornette, you know, pleasure, and he's had enough. He's like, well, we can't have wrestling in this town anymore. This town's fucking dead. And then I remember, I believe, forgive me, Mr. Cornette, if I'm misquoting you. I believe his exact quote was, you might as well just shit in their mouths! As he was leaving town, as to what that wrestling show did for the fans.
Well, did you?
I did not.
I'm sure Mr. Cornette in the era he came up and knows a thing or two about shitting in people's mouths.
Fair enough.
Glass table, baby, glass table.
The Cornette Russo thing. Uh-huh. Like, you think it's a work?
It's all awesome. I don't care if it's a work or if it's real. It's fantastic.
I hope it's real.
Man, look, but, like, these two guys...
Bischoff's in on it, too. Did you see Table for Three?
I saw Table for Three.
Oh, man. So good. And Heyman jumped in, too. Like, it's everywhere right now.
But like, this is the thing that makes me kind of go, what the hell?
Thanks
like,
for censoring yourself.
Yeah. Neither one of these guys has worked for a national company in, I want to say, 5 years. Is that accurate?
That's probably accurate. Cornette left Ring of Honor when?
Well, around the time that he lost his mind and threatened to kill everybody in the
2012.
It sounds like 12 or 13.
Okay.
I was actually at the show where he lost his mind.
Nice. Did he say he wanted to shit in anyone's mouth there?
No, but he did threaten to kill some people.
Well,
so
that happens.
And to be fair, like, the reason he lost his mind was because Carino got hurt.
Yeah.
Like, he was angry that he wanted to take care of Carino, and the office had already bounced for the night.
Right.
and there's no one there to take care of Carino or pay for the ambulance or pay for the hospital visit, and he had just had enough. But like neither of these guys.
Chris Hero.
Oh shit.
Chris Hero.
Thinner Hero.
Thinner Hero.
Fat Chris Hero is the best Chris Hero, by the way.
We just watched Fat Chris Hero. We just watched
him and Aleister Black from this week.
What jersey was he wearing today?
Bulls.
Ah.
A lot of red.
Ah.
I was telling him he should have wore the away jersey.
The black. With the red.
With the red. Cause
it's a little a good jersey.
Because he had the red sleeve, the red everything. It was so
everything
much
was red.
When I was
and with him being fat here,
way too Kool-Aid. Man. Yeah, okay. Way too Kool-Aid.
When I was growing up, the black away jersey was like the cool thing to have.
The best part is we were talking about it, and Connor had actually brought it up and looks at me and goes, "That was our away jerseys, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "I don't even like sports." And I was like, "The Bulls."
How do I know that?
But no, but like when we were all
the Bulls transcended.
Yeah,
when we were kids, like we were,
fuck the Bulls.
Was a Bulls fan.
But no, but at least one, but at least that's one kid in your class was.
Oh yeah, he was an asshole.
Yeah, but he wore the jersey all the time.
Fuck the Bulls.
Sky Warren, what a prick he was.
That was a real name.
That was real.
Did you say Sky Warren?
Yeah. I'll call him out. I'm gonna
That's a good indie name.
It
is actually
Sky Warren. Next week on NXT, Sky Warren.
Peyton, what do you think? What do you think of the Cornette?
I saw something today about. I think
why is it Scott
Cornette?
That's the NBA on NBC song.
I'm sorry. Wait. Hold on. Say that again, because I want to hear that.
I think it was Cornette. It was on WrestleZone. I was reading it today. Pritchard came out and was bitching about like Cornette saying that he was on pills all the time. Like,
Russo or something.
Was
like
it
that.
Russo?
Okay. I think I don't know. I get all my stuff via YouTube, and I didn't click on that link yet.
I don't know. The whole thing with like, it just to me is like, what are we? Why are you at this point in your lives? At this point in your careers? When both of you were at such what?
He just put a building on the dude's face and just started stomping. Like,
hard to have a meaningful call. But like, at this point in these guys' careers, why, when they both have so much knowledge, so much insight into the hottest periods, the Attitude Era and the in the early 80s, why is that energy instead of being like, this is how we made shit tons of money in professional wrestling, but instead of taking that knowledge and using it for any good, we're just gonna shit on each other as much as humanly possible on the internet.
Because he's fun.
Is it?
I mean, to them,
it's pretty good.
It's,
actually,
yeah, it's kind of funny.
I mean, are you keeping up with it all?
I saw Russo's apology, which, by the way, amazing for Russo to swerve,
And then Cornette.
Cornette's response.
Conceded defeat, which was even better.
But, like, it's just the bitterness of it all. It's like, all right, if it's a work, fine. But if it's not a work, this is, like, God damn it, guys. What are you doing?
I still want to believe. It's real to me, damn it.
It's real to me, damn it.
Chris, you've been teaching guys a lot lately. How are your students coming along? How are you finding teaching?
I'm enjoying it. I'll tell you what. There was somebody told me this, and it really is the truth. To teach is to learn twice. And I think probably one of the most beneficial things for my career has been the opportunity to teach and to relearn things. It's also... One of the things that I thought would be embarrassing but also has been remarkably helpful is when somebody, like, hey, I'd like to learn this, and I realize, holy crap, I don't know how to do that move. I was incredibly lucky with my first group of students.
He was lucky. I heard that about him.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, like, they really were the best students I could have ever hoped for.
They were the best first class of students Chris has ever had for a first class of students. By far.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very proud of what everybody's actually been doing, and that there was... I had heard a lot of good feedback from the Proving Ground where they all debuted, and they're all still, whether it's at Black Diamond or at Mega or at IWC, they're all, you know, striving to get more work and striving to keep going, and I'm incredibly proud of all of them. It's their success. I just happened to be there. They were the ones who put in the hard work. They were the ones who put in the time and the effort and the hours on the road and all that. So
enough of that humble bullshit.
Yeah, Chris.
Chris,
who's your favorite? Who do you
it's
hate?
All about you. Well, don't you have a t-shirt that says that?
You're
welcome, first class of students. Who taught you?
Ring of Honor superstar Chris LaRusso.
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
Me. Hashtag Chris LaRusso.
Who are you the most proud of? Who are you ashamed of? Who have you made sexual advances towards? Tell
I
me
have not
things.
Made sexual advances towards any of my students.
It's Billy, isn't it?
You know what?
It's Billy.
Oh, God.
He's not real. He's not a real person.
He's not real, so it doesn't count.
Jack, you keep saying this. He's a real person.
I've never seen him.
He's a real person.
I'm actually, I'm proud of them all in different ways because they all grew. They all had weaknesses that they deliberately worked on. And the progress that they've all made, I mean, there was a point where Dan Hooven couldn't do a front roll without almost crippling himself. And now, you know, the matches he's having, I'm very impressed with. He's very entertaining. And I've really enjoyed teaching too. It's been one of the things that I was very nervous when I first, because this is something, and I think,
man, I'm so hungry. Let's get some food. Wings, maybe.
Thank you, brother.
Well, I figured you.
Oh, two. Save a trip. Fair enough. But I mean, like, we've all had somebody who trained you. Who the hell is that? And I was really nervous that Am I in a position where I should be training people? And I guess time will tell whether or not that was a smart decision or not, but...
Well,
fuck you! I'm sitting right here!
Oh, hey, dude, when'd you get here?
For what it's worth, I really enjoyed the process, and I gotta give a huge thank you to Andrew Palace, because without
Andrew...
Oh, yeah, you're feuding with him, aren't
boy.
You?
Hiss.
Oh, boy.
But without Andrew Palace, there's no
I'm gonna
way.
I'm going to throw up the food that I haven't eaten yet.
Go ahead. Without Andrew Palace, I couldn't have done the first class. It would not have been possible.
We are so good at podcasting.
Jack Pollock, your first year in IWC, how do you say that's been going?
What a trip, guys. Well, obviously, houses are up.
Houses are way up. By the way,
across the board.
When you arrived, let's talk about things that have happened since Jack Pollock arrived at IWC. We have seen Chris Jericho, the Hardy Boys, and Adam Cole all make appearances at IWC.
After Jack Pollock shows up.
After Jack Pollock shows up, the stars just flock.
Adam Cole's like, well, fuck every other company. Jack Pollock's at IWC.
Ring of Honor, New Japan, screw it.
The Hardy Boys are like, I don't know, delete every company's phone number except IWC's. I'll answer them. I don't know what they do these days. These kids out there.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jericho was like, oh, I got a list and I want to be on a show with Jack Pollock. And I go, ah, Jericho, whatever, man. If you're listening, Chris, hey. anyway, it's been really cool. Working in front of 2,000 people against Ryback.
That was... I gotta put you over for that. That was such a fun match. That was easily... Because it was the main event of Night of Superstars. And by main event time, I was able to sneak out and actually get in the crowd to watch it. And that was such a fun match.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah. We tried. We tried to entertain. We tried to win.
May I ask, what was R.C. Dupree's emotional state like during the day when he realized that he was going to main event Night of Superstars?
R.C., I love you, you crazy eccentric son of a bitch. I can remember backstage. There was a... with the big show like that, a lot of things go wrong. A lot of people are there. They want autographs from the big names, all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
So the autograph signing for the names went way too long.
Way too long. And I love Night of Superstars, but they got to do something. Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Way too long. And originally, without giving away too much, you and McChesney were scheduled to be the main event.
That was originally the main event.
With Steamboat as a guest referee, and it's the Super Indie title, you know, it's a big deal, it's a big match. And just because of time and all that sort of stuff.
And thank you very much, but by the way, for the fans who came out, all those fans, thank you so much. That was incredible.
For fuck's sake, Chris, just stop sucking up to everybody. Jack, keep talking.
Hashtag heel. anywho, so... we're halfway through the show, and someone comes up to me and says, hey, your guys' match got bumped from 7, which would have been semi-main event, to 9, which is the main event. I go, cool, that gives us a little bit more time just to, you know, get everything prepared.
The voice of experience.
Yeah, awesome. Jackson Argos just goes like, cool, I'm Jackson Argos, I'll make funny faces. We go, we have a moment, boy to boy, and I go, well, this is going to be fun. He goes, what do you think RC is going to say when we tell him we're the main event now? And RC Dupree is a huge fan of IWC, has been to all but, I believe, one Night of Superstars, sat in the crowd last year.
He was in the crowd last year.
In the crowd
Holy
last
shit.
Year to see Scott Hall. Like, that's why he went to that show. And then we go, hey, dude, just so you know, we got a little bit more time to figure everything out. We're now main event. And he's like, yeah, cool. Really? And then, tan RC Dupree's face turned completely ghost white. And I'm like, yeah, dude, seriously.
Tan RC Dupree.
We are the main event for Night of Superstars. And he's like, seriously. And then he goes over to Argus. And he goes, are you guys ribbing me? And he's like, no, dude. We're the main event. And eventually, for some reason, we all took caffeine pills before the match.
That's a good idea.
Well, if I could preface Night of Superstars with, we had a show in Wheeling the night
before. Oh my God, that's right.
We
I completely
had,
forgot
high
about that. Yeah.
Wheeling Island Casino. Thank you, Wheeling Island Casino. Can't
that
wait
was
to be
so
back.
Much fun. We're back in October, by the way.
Back in October. Be there, be a square. But anywho, so after the show, like, boys will be boys. We went out and we had a good time. We were out too late. We partied too late. We were up too early. Had to get that free breakfast buffet at the casino.
We paid tribute to the great wrestlers who came before us and lived that lifestyle 24/7.
Yeah, we tried. We gave it our all. And then we had to drive 2.5 hours to get to Meadville.
Remember, we had to be there early because it was the Ricky Steamboat. Mm-hmm. Ricky Steamboat seminar.
I didn't stop for coffee. It was just RC and I in the car. So we were all tired. I bought something that they called coffee at the concession stand. It didn't taste like it, and it definitely didn't smell like coffee.
Coffee-flavored water.
So I threw it away. So then we all decided, hey, guys, let's take caffeine pills before this match. Because that's what a good worker would do.
Absolutely. Well, it would have been Coke in the 80s. But.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it's the 2017s right now, Chris, and we take caffeine pills.
All
right. And then RC Dupree has this moment where he starts fanning his face off with both of his hands. I'm going to pantomime it to everyone that's here, but not out there. He went like this, guys. And then asked, how do you do a suplex? Which one? And I looked at him, I was like, it's the left one, dude. It's always been the left one. And he was going through these moments, butterflies and all this sort of stuff. And it's like, it's going to be all right, man. Just remember what you got to remember. Do what you got to do. And I'll be there. You know, I've never worked in front of a crowd that big before, but I was like, oh, I got it. Don't worry.
Funny side story is he comes up to me after the McChesney match, and I can tell something's amiss. And he goes, like, how do you, like, stop your heart from beating so fast?
Don't take caffeine pills.
And I told him, I was like, didn't you go to Calgary for, like, an entire summer to learn this? Like, this is why you went to Calgary. This is why you went to the Lance Storm School. For this moment. This is why you spent all that time and that effort and you traveled that far so that you would be ready when this opportunity approached. And he had this look in his eyes like, and he pulled it together by match time.
Somehow, some way, best part of the match, Argos tags out. Tags in RC. I mean, it's RC going in for Ryback. And RC runs at him for a shoulder tackle. Uh-huh. And I just hear Ryback with his guttural voice going, "Wrong side!" As RC ran in to the wrong side. And I just got like, well, he didn't figure out the suplex yet. So he didn't figure out a shoulder tackle. But somehow, some way, he definitely managed it. It was awesome. So anyway, what was the question? How's my first year been?
Yeah.
Great. Amazing. So I've loved every second of it. And I hope for another amazing year. I don't know. Justin Plummer, if you're listening, you're not listening.
He's not. It's got my name on it. He won't listen.
Reaper, you, that same show, you and Gory were working with the Hardy Boys.
Well, with is a...
Oh, don't be humble.
They were there for a second.
A week after WrestleMania, and you got to be in the same ring as the Hardy Boys. Like, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, it didn't get me regular booking, but it was fine.
Heyo.
Got you a lot of followers, though.
Yeah, and my Twitter blew up. No, it was fun. That was a cool moment. It was a cool moment. The fans didn't reject us for not being the Hardys, so that was a positive.
I'm glad Matt didn't remember you for the 15th time of meeting.
Yeah. For some reason.
Like a week before.
Matt didn't remember me, but Jeff acted like I knew him for years. I don't understand it.
Jeff,
yeah. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Oh, there it is.
I'll tell you what, for everyone who goes like, oh, they didn't get to wrestle, the fact that the Hardys even showed up at Night of Superstars is a small miracle. Because the Fed, I don't know, no one's going to listen to this. We'll tell the story right now.
Yeah.
The Fed pulled them on Wednesday, and Vince said, absolutely not, you're not doing the show. Mm-hmm. And there was a very real possibility that we would have gone into Night of Superstars and the Hardys would have been canceled.
They just wouldn't have been there
at all. They just wouldn't have been there at all.
Yeah.
And the person who really deserves all the credit is Mrs. Jenny Plummer, for she was the one who was in contact with the WWE, with Matt Hardy, and who apparently made the deal to at least get them to the show. And if it wasn't for her, there was a possibility that Night of Superstars could have been canceled. They wouldn't have not just pulled the Hardys, they might have pulled the plug on the entire show. Because there just would have been no way to deliver a show that the fans would have accepted for the number of pre-sales we would have done.
Yeah. Well, I was on the show.
Well, yeah, there's that. But if you remember, like, at that period of time, the Hardys had gone from being the TNA Tag Team Champions to the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions to them being a very real possibility that they could have done WrestleMania. And it was just the stars aligned that they were able to do Night of Superstars. That was incredible. Mm-hmm. That was absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Like, that was a fun night.
A hell of a night. Yeah. Really, and that whole weekend from... Because Wheeling was fun, too. Mm-hmm. For those of us who are alcoholics. And the most alcohol I've drunk in a short period of time. Because I stuck with the ring crew to tear down, so by the time it was time to drink, I was like, well, I gotta catch up.
I walked into the casino with Gory with a case of beer, and everyone just looked up at us like, oh, the party's getting ready to start. All the while, there's many bars in the casino.
But no, they wanted to go where you were at.
Well, I am the life of the party, guys. That's why we're all drinking here.
Cheers.
Chingy, chingy.
Hey, shut up, Peyton.
What?
If you're posting on social media, I'm going to kick you in the throat.
I'm tagging you in it.
Douche.
Peyton, you ran a show recently. How stressful was that?
Yeah, how was running a show?
That sucked.
Yeah?
I want to do it again. I don't want to do it regularly, but once a year is not bad.
Running a show must be what heroin's like.
Well, you realize it's destroying your life, but you can't stop?
Always chasing that dragon, brother.
Never stop chasing the dragon.
It's me.
You'll never catch the dragon, Peyton.
I can't imagine,
can
like...
Can you add the dragon, like, saying, catch me? Catch me as a sound effect into this?
For you, buddy, I'll
do
that.
Production?
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen, but, like, I'm going to assume you did it.
Okay.
I can't imagine, like... Because performing on a show is hard enough. Can you imagine dealing with wrestlers and putting on a show? Because wrestlers are assholes.
I mean,
and like
there was only a few people that I had to deal with that were...
Only a few, and that was one show.
If I'm being really technical, there was only two people that were really difficult. Well,
probably me.
Three people that
I
were
kept
really
on being like, why are you putting my match here?
No, there was three. Well, you were just helping me put the card together. There was three people that were difficult. One of them didn't even do my show after he gave another friend of ours
buddy,
a lot of grief
about
your
hand.
Yeah.
Oh, this is it's a nervous twitch.
Oh, okay.
Dude, what's wrong with that finger of yours?
Nervous twitch. I don't
know.
Why
weird.
Are you pointing at Chris LaRusso?
Oh,
over
I don't know.
And over
I don't know.
And over and over.
Why are you pointing at Ring of Honor superstar Chris LaRusso?
I don't know.
Hashtag Tom Russell.
Yeah, after somebody gave another friend of ours much grief about giving me the brother raid on the show, and then bailed, that was a big pain in the ass.
That's a fact, Jack.
That was a big pain in the ass.
And I'm Jack.
but other than that, the show was actually pretty good. Everyone was pretty chill about it, and everyone had fun. That's what I cared about.
It was one of the more positive experiences I've had in my career.
Yeah, and the cool thing was, like, a lot of people that didn't normally get to work together got to.
Mm-hmm.
And not just in the
was
ring.
That, was that Andrew Palace and Chris Taylor? Was that, did that?
No, that was Connor's Cure.
Connor's Cure, okay. Yeah.
No, well, it wasn't just work, like, in the ring either. That was, you know, like, I think that was the first time Plummer and Brandon Kay talked.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. Everyone had fun. You got to work Lee Moriarty.
Yeah, which was awesome.
Yeah.
I love Lee. He's gonna make more money than all of us.
Pollock and Ethan had a really solid match.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it was okay.
I was
keep
really
my
upset.
Drunken ego in check.
I was really upset that Jackson Argos went and bailed on my show and then pouted that he didn't get to work System Elite. I mean, that was a thing. He was one of the difficult ones.
You hear that, Jackson? You go fuck yourself.
That was creepy.
Yeah,
like
that was. I hope it sounds even creepier when it eventually gets listened
it
to.
Probably.
I haven't
probably
listened to any of your podcasts.
I have not.
I don't expect any of you to. This is for me.
Okay.
I listen to them myself.
You listen to them yourself.
Just deploy to get us to come hang out. He was lonely.
Fair enough. We're here.
All I want to do is listen to music.
Did Team Storm and System Elite ever wrestle yet?
Nope.
No.
I really want to see that match.
I tried, man.
Get a show going, Chris.
Fuck.
You get that Jack Paul Memorial show going, I want that match.
Can I say this? I will never run a professional wrestling
Chris,
show.
Chris, no one's listening.
All right. Well,
not even the guys in the room.
All right. I will never run a show. Because I couldn't, like, I there's no way I could enjoy myself. There's no way I could have fun. There's no way that I would be able
what
to.
What if you had a metal rod in your pee hole?
Not at all.
While the show was going on.
Not really. That wouldn't help. That would hurt. That
that's
would hurt
sounding
lot.
Fun. Ha! Wordplay.
Bravo. But, no, I mean, like, running a show
happens.
Has got to be the most thankless job on the planet Earth because fucking wrestlers are prima donnas. Everybody's upset unless they're the heavyweight champion and being currently blown. And
I was very upset at that show.
Which
I
show?
Was a Peyton Graham show.
Because you weren't being blown?
And
or
I
you
was,
weren't heavyweight champion?
I was not the heavyweight champion of the Peyton Graham Memorial Benefit
he
show.
Was, no, but you defended the only title on the show.
The Riot. Right?
I didn't get any blowies,
and
I
retained it.
And I didn't get any blowies, and I wasn't the heavyweight champion of Benefit Brawl.
ProWrestlingTees.com/MattConnard. Buy a shirt. Or don't buy a shirt. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. It won't save you from the dark oblivion you're slowly slipping into. ProWrestlingTees.com/MattConnard. Go buy a shirt now. or don't. I don't care.
Can I ask you this, Reaper?
Sure.
How uncomfortable is it for a straight edge man to buy?
We were talking about this before you got here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I think it would be more natural for you to have the severed head of a clown in your refrigerator than it would be a case of beer.
It's like
the best comparison I can think of, just because I don't do these well, is dropping a biker into the gap. What am I looking for? What is this?
Well, I sell a lot of jeans. Bikers wear jeans.
Yeah, not the same.
Not the same. Okay, so a better
saying,
comparison might be, it would be like,
I have a bike and I wear. Hey, I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
I said a better comparison might be Jack Pollock buying condoms.
You love unprotected sex. Love
there
unprotected
is.
Sex.
There it is.
Nah.
You've had enough of it.
I gotta go get more beer.
The fact that I made him blush.
Through that beard, nonetheless.
Beer? Anyone beer?
I'll take another.
Anything to move things along? Anybody? Anyone? I really think that's his worst fear in the world, is to have an illegitimate child running around somewhere.
It is his worst nightmare. Do you remember... Screw it, he's out of the room, we'll say it. Do you remember the night on his stoop where it was just the three of us going like, there's no way you're not a father. There is not a chance in the world that you aren't... Thank you for the beer.
I'm looking good in this fucking mirror, though.
Yes,
guy.
You do.
Is there,
But do you... I mean, obviously you were there. You remember the night
I wasn't... Where? What happened?
The night that we all gathered around, it was like, there's no chance that you're not a father.
No, man. I remember watching the Penguin playoff game against the Tampa Bay Lightning that night. It was a great game. The Pens won.
Yes, they did.
Let's go, Pens.
Yes.
Back to back, huh? Great.
How about
go
that?
Team.
But he is not a father.
That he knows of.
That he knows of.
I like that both of you made the same joke.
Oh, no.
He's hyperventilating into his can.
He needs several shots of Jameson.
Get this man a fireball stat.
Do you have whiskey here?
I do not.
What kind of strange household are you living in?
You're lucky you got beer.
You're lucky you got beer.
How many times have you been like sure as anything that you impregnated someone?
How many?
Like it's gotta be more than twice. Hi, Corey.
It's beer. It's always brewed using the choicest hops.
I like this. This was one of the other funny things about that whole experience. The fact that like he thought us talking about it somehow made it more possible. He's like, guys, don't say anything. It'll be real if you say it. Like if we talked about it less. You would get out of trouble somehow.
Guys, the more you mention it, the bigger the embryo grows.
It was like the opposite of like when a fairy dies, you have to clap your hands or revive it.
Like, don't say anything!
The more you talk about it, the bigger the baby
You gotta
grows.
Believe!
Come on!
Guys, sure you like Funko Pops here.
Alright. He clearly doesn't want to talk about this. Move on.
We'll powder on the potential baby.
Can we take all that out of the podcast?
I'm putting that in the beginning.
I will say, it's kind of weird to me, now that I'm realizing it, that whenever there's a monumental problem in one of our lives, we seem to wind up at Jack Pollock's stoop.
Ah, stoops. The stoop brings us all together.
It does seem that...
Unites the world.
I won't say the stoop, but I'll say that strip on Liberty. Like, whenever shit...
That's Good Brother Alley right
yes,
there.
When shit gets fucked, we somehow end up on a bar, on that, whether it's Pleasure Bar or Caliente or
Duke
Lot
Davis
17.
Davis flies in to take care of my drunk ass.
God bless Duke Davis, because
yeah,
none of us would have drive our ass at that
point. I know you didn't care.
I said, fuck it.
You did the
get
damage.
More beer for him.
The funniest
Mark Mann finally told me, like, Paul was texting me going, like, dude, you gotta get here. Peyton's fucked up.
The funniest thing about that entire night, forgive me.
No, go ahead.
Was that the minute that real emotion began to be shown, you're like, hey, who wants another shot of Jameson? Please, let's shove down the real emotion. as soon as humanly possible. What?
Talking about him?
No, I'm talking about you. Well, him buying it.
That's how I deal with it.
Yeah, that's how he deals with it.
I'm great at dealing with bullshit.
After I got a
When we started to have like real meaningful deep discussions about like trust, love, you know, commitment, and as soon as those words started getting mentioned, you bought another round.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Because that's what a good brother does.
Absolutely.
The only time I've seen him itchier than that moment is just a couple seconds ago when we were talking about babies.
I'm just not ready to be a father.
No shit.
Like, you have to explain that to me, buddy.
I'm just loving life and living it right now.
Your worst nightmare is going to be, like, a full-grown, like, seven-year-old. Is like, hey, this is your son. And then, like,
what's up, Dad?
And you can't even deny it. That he's having a fucking asthma attack.
The kid shows up in a Shawn Michaels like t-shirt and a butt like cowboy hat.
He shows up in like an awesome vintage wrestling shirt that I used to have that I don't have anymore because I gave it to Goodwill.
Yeah,
because like an ex-girlfriend said I had too many wrestling t-shirts and to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got like a Spuds McKenzie hat on.
And you can't deny it at that point.
And I'm going to be like, wow, that kid's fucking cool.
And he just rolls up on a bike.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's listening to some Stephen Malkmus. That's for you, Mark, man. Our friends are so lame, dude. And, you guys fucking listen to our music already.
And shit. This kid
What does Stephen Malkmus even sound like?
The theme song from Pardon Your Interruption.
Okay.
That's Pavement, but it's Stephen Malkmus.
Alright. I hear you.
Would this kid...
This kid doesn't exist.
Would this kid this also kid's show dead up to me. With... would he have a basket in the front of his bike with several narcotics in it?
What are you reaching for here, Peyton? What are you trying to get
right now? Is this kid a bad egg?
Is this an intervention?
Is this kid a bad egg?
Look, guys, this kid's not real. Wink. At all. Wink, wink. There's not a kid out there.
Wink, wink.
Guys, am I an intervention? No. Can you buy beer for my intervention?
Yeah, buddy, look, this is a failed intervention
the
if
whole,
we got beer.
The whole reason I brought you here was to let you in on the fact that you have a kid. Here he is now!
That would have been so cool if someone would walk downstairs. If Corey would have been walking downstairs, I'd be like, holy shit.
You would have jumped through the window.
Although, Mark Mann and I did lose you at a Dress to Kill concert in Wheeling, West Virginia, one time for several minutes.
A couple of Ritas and a Kiss cover band, and goddamn do I have a good time.
Let me ask you a question. When we were at Wheeling for the casino show, what alcohol did you bring to the party?
Personally?
Yeah, personally.
Ah, moonshine.
Moonshine?
Moonshine and beer.
Okay.
And drugs.
Okay. Okay, no. Oh, hey.
Very broad statement.
Let's tell this story since we got the microphone.
Is this
on.
The Keith Haught thing?
No, this... Wait. Keith Haught fucking...
There's so many Keith Haught things.
No, the Ricky Steamboat story. Let's save that for...
Hashtag Steamboat.
Do you not know the Keith Haught Steamboat?
I don't know this.
Ooh, tell
us. Oh, tell us. Oh, no, you were in the ring for this, so you go ahead, Paul.
You know this.
What?
Fuck your shine, Steamboat.
The spot with you. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell the story. Tell the story.
So... Ricky Steamboat's flight's delayed. He's supposed to be...
Way delayed.
Like 6 hours delayed. And he's supposed to be the special guest referee for Team Storm versus... What's Remy and Keith's tag?
Remy and Keith.
Yeah, Remy and Keith. So, he's supposed to be the guest
Get a
referee.
Team name, douchebag.
The bodies. Yeah. You'll never have the action guys. Figures without Them a team guys. Name, guys. Anyway, so, he's supposed to be the guest referee. He's not there. And this whole night's going on. The matches move back further and further and further.
It becomes the main event.
Yeah. Until eventually it's like, if he shows up, this is going to happen.
Plan A.
If he doesn't show up, like in life, always have Plan B.
Plan B.
We're well aware of that, Paulie.
And so eventually Ricky shows up, and he's like telling me the tale of his flight situation. I'm just like, wow, dude, that's really cool. You're fucking Ricky Steamboat. Alright? Like, I'm trying not to freak out right now while you're telling me your flight was delayed.
Bravo to Calvin Couture, by the way, for getting him there.
Yeah, way to go, CC. But I'm like, wow, Ricky Steamboat's telling me about his flight. Like, you know, him and Macho Man in front of 93,172 fans.
Bravo, I'm getting the number.
He knows numbers.
Always, dude. You know, Chi-Town Rumble with Flair. What are you doing? I'm telling a story.
Sorry. I've heard it.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
Keep going.
So here's what's going to happen. When you run out, this happens. I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to do my patented Ricky Steamboat comeback. My Steamboat Shine. Chop, 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 whip you, double chop, you get out of the ring.
Everyone who has ever seen a Ricky Steamboat match ever knows this.
Everyone
Continue.
Besides Keith.
Go on.
So I come out and I go, fuck you, Remy LeVay. Fuck you, Keith Hart. Here comes Ricky Steamboat. The crowd,
goes ballistic.
Yeah, they go insane. That's Ricky fucking Steamboat right there.
One of the greatest of all time.
And I look at Steamboat and I go, hey, I'm sorry about your flight. And he goes, chop, 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 whips me off, and then throws me towards Keith Hart. And Keith Hart, for some reason, thinking about the end of the match, goes, well, super kick.
I'm not getting enough of my shit in.
Yeah, fuck you, Steamboat. This is the town Keith Hart was born in. We found that out earlier in the evening. Keith Hart was born in Wheeling.
Kicks you and then goes back to selling.
Yeah, super kicks me in the gut.
And then, I love your reaction as you're like taking, you're off the ropes, take this kick, and your reaction is literally, what the fuck are you doing?
He kicks me in the gut. Decides, oh, I wasn't supposed to do that. Falls back down because he's been beat up the entire time. Ricky grabs me and goes, screw it, just go the other way. Throws me to the other side, double chops me, and I get the F out of the ring. Ricky, if you're listening, thanks, brother.
Thank you, Ricky Steamboat.
Keith, if you're listening, fuck you.
What the fuck are you doing, Keith?
I'm sorry, buddy.
You ruined a great moment.
Here's the thing. Keith could... If Keith lives to be 100 years old,
he might.
We're going to tell that story over and over. You hashtag Steamboat Shine.
Yeah. That's just trending right now. Hashtag Steamboat Shine.
Nah, come on, buddy. I don't know.
All I'm saying is Keith Hart needs a t-shirt right now, and I've actually already designed it for him, that on the front, it just says, I cut off Steamboat Shine. That's just straight up the I broke Wahoo's leg.
It's just like and I love Keith, I do, but like, what the fuck were you thinking?
He was thinking super kick. And then realized he shouldn't have been thinking that at that moment.
Oh my god.
He really likes super kicks. Chris, did you have another story before I brought that up?
Yeah, we were going somewhere about wheeling
yeah.
and drinking and drugs and...
Because you guys followed what we brought to the party.
No, hold on. What's the other story I was going to tell?
There was something else, and then I forgot about this Keith Hart thing.
Yeah. Things and stuff happen in Wheeling that we'll never forget.
Oh,
we'll
my God. I'm sorry. Guys, I completely forgot what story we were going to tell.
LaRusso. Some classic LaRusso stories. Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I forgot. I've been drinking.
I've been drinking.
Or, hey, guys, I'm sorry. It's up to the host 100%. I don't have any money. I'm a lawyer.
I didn't eat a goddamn one of your wings. Fuck you.
I make that LaRusso money. Me pantomiming, making it rain out there, internet fans. Oh, let me throw on my aviators because I'm the heir apparent. But I don't have any money, guys.
How about we talk about this real quick?
Sure. No.
All right, no. Who do you think in the area who's like, on their way up,
mm-hmm.
like young talents, who do you think is about to explode and really make an impact, probably in the next year?
Lee.
I mean, like, Lee was the first one who jumped off the
easily
page.
Easily Lee.
Lee Moriarty is so talented. I mean, I've never seen anyone pick it up that fast. And I don't just mean the execution of moves, but... He's smart.
Yeah.
He has a concept of who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He has, you know, he looks like $1 million.
He genuinely does study tape too. Like, he watches everything.
Yeah. And he's such a good dude too.
Yeah.
Like, normally if somebody had that much talent, you'd be like, this guy's got to be a douchebag. But he's the nicest guy in the world.
I think that's why Michael clung to him so much. I think he reminds him of Michael a lot.
Yeah. He's already been to Mexico.
Yeah.
Don't sleep. I don't want to sound like I'm cheering for the home team here. Don't sleep on RC Dupree.
No, I wouldn't
either. Don't sleep on the kid who cuts promos right now. His promos are better than anything going on that I'm seeing online.
I agree.
And he's a true fan and loves this. And
he's a student of the game, yeah.
And once he finally gets comfortable in himself and what he's doing and gets more reps, get ready.
That's really what all RC needs right now is reps.
Yeah.
He needs to keep getting ring time in.
He's been very limited because he's been such a part of Team Storm. And he's stayed very close to the IWC orbit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what he needs is to branch out. And either him by himself or him and Garbs.
I was going to say, Garbs has been going out a lot.
OCW. Well, they came with us. Oh, I remember the story I want to tell.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
This there, is the Monster Factory?
There yeah, it is the Monster Factory story.
There it is.
Oh, bro, thank you very much.
What if they're listening?
What if who's listening?
You know, people.
Danny?
Who? Things.
Danny Cage?
I love you, Danny Cage. How you doing? Thank you very much for the opportunities.
I really appreciate it, Danny, actually. I love the Monster Factory.
Oh, Money in the Miles? That was a fun fucking
I've
match.
Had a blast every time
Thanks
I've
to Marcus Mann, Danny loves this podcast now.
Oh, bravo.
Really?
Oh, shit. Yeah. So this
isn't going on online, is it?
No, buddy, don't worry. This is just for me.
Okay. So we went down to the Monster. Jesus Christ. Was this about like 6 months ago?
This was in...
It was in the winter, I know that. Because the pool was closed.
This is the second time we went down. We're talking about the time? The RC Dupree time?
The first time or second time? No, it was the first time.
Are we talking about the hotel?
Yes.
Ow. Oh.
Okay.
Wait, what's the second?
So the car is...
It involves a baby. You don't
want to know. Jesus Christ.
Well, it involved a baby.
So, that was even creepier. So the car was myself, Jack Pollock, Iron City Icons.
Representing
412. Marcus Mann, and Team Storm. And this was part of the Monster Factory Cup Tag Team Tournament. Which, by the way, there were some, like...
Really solid, good teams.
Yeah, there was a lot of
when
really good...
Worked
the great... That was one of my favorite tag team matches I've ever worked. In my entire life. Working with the Graysons. The Graysons are really good. And if anybody listening, the five people who listen to this podcast, book the Graysons. They're fantastic.
I'm listening.
Okay, so the first time we went down, we went down with Team Storm, and thank you very much, Jackson Argos, because we got a hotel room that night.
That was great.
All right, so we got like fuck yeah, we got to go to the Philly Diner, get a couple six packs, a little bit of moonshine. We get a hotel room close to... Was it New Jersey or in Pennsylvania? I don't know.
We were in PA at that point.
Okay. But it was still a hotel room that we got to spend the night, have some fun, and then we could make the drive back the next day and Sunday.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Awesome. So we go to the Philly Diner. Philly Diner's really, like, that was some good fucking
Delicious.
Food.
Delicious. Philly Diner, if you're listening, I'm looking for an endorsement right now. I enjoyed your quesadilla.
Oh.
And whatever else I ate.
I really enjoyed their breakfast. Steak and eggs. So everyone...
Steak and eggs.
We get to the Philly Diner, and for some reason, RC Dupree orders like a gyro and coleslaw. That's very important for what
ends up... That's very eccentric.
Yes. For what happens later. So we then decide, well, we've had some food, we gotta get some beer, and we're gonna watch Royal Rumbles all night. Because that's what pro wrestlers do in fucking 2017. So we get a couple Bud Lights and they get some
Smirnoff
ice. So keep this in mind. It's coleslaw, Smirnoff ice, and moonshine that you decided to bring along to the trip.
And RC Dupree being, for the sake of it, the young boy of the group, of all of us, while I'm passing along the jar of shine to everyone, rather than just taking little tugs, you know, a little sip, sip, he's taking full gulps.
Bravo.
Yeah, well, man up.
That night, if I would have taken a picture, I would have career-ending footage.
Oh, I got a photo on my phone.
Oh, you do? Okay, there you go. Of RC and Argos. It gets to be about, I don't know, 3 in the morning. I've had enough. I'm going to bed. RC crashes into the bed the wrong direction. So he's, instead of, like, head where the pillows are, he's, like, crosswise. And then he decides he's had enough and he's going to be sick. Because he's decided to throw Smirnoff, coleslaw, and moonshine all into the same stomach. He sits up like the Undertaker and makes a bolt for the bathroom. And god damn it, the kid would have made it if he wouldn't have hit the door frame on his way into the door.
He bumped it pretty hard.
He then pukes a little bit, which then makes him slip, which then makes him spiral puke all over the bathroom. And then bump on the floor and hit his head off the toilet.
Damn.
I don't know what's going on in this photo.
What the fuck?
This photo is tame compared to what happened in that bed.
What the fuck?
Tame. Legit tame.
So I wake up. Mark Mann is in the doorway to the bathroom, so Mark Mann sees what's happened, but I haven't.
Just sober watching wrestling because I love it.
So I look up, I look at Mark Mann, and Mark Mann goes, "Yeah, it's pretty bad." And I'm just picturing, like, oh God, no blood. Just let there be no blood. Please, for the love of God, let there be no blood.
All right.
There was no blood, but RC had, like, had puked so violently. He had knocked picture frames off the wall.
Right. Jesus Christ.
So I'm yelling at Argos, like, you have to take care of him. And Argos is like, eh, blah, 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 blah. Like,
that's what I hear when he talks to.
Argos, you have to take care of him. Blah, blah, blah. Argos, if you don't take care of him, half your bookings just went out the door. And that somehow woke him up.
Yeah, cat.
Now that he's out of here, guys, what do you think? What do you think, like, odds wise, is he has a kid? Do you like three to
oh,
one?
Oh, he's gonna have a kid within the next 2 years.
Like 5 to 1, yeah.
Like in the next 2 years, he's having a kid.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely. For sure. Not on purpose.
No, absolutely not.
I think he's a couple bartenders away from just like.
No. He
planting one.
No, here's the thing. He falls in love with any woman who hands him a beer.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the next time that if it's a blonde with big tits who hands him a beer. That girl's getting pregnant.
She's okay? Getting pregnant before the beer hits the tabletop.
Yeah, like, no question. Absolutely. Am I out drinking him? How is that even humanly possible?
Are you?
No, unless he's taking cans into the kitchen.
He probably grabbed one on his way out to pee. And he's out there putting it in as much as it's coming out.
Fair just enough. Looping through.
Did
he go outside or did he go downstairs?
He went outside.
How's that experience at Monster Factory been for you, Chris, getting to go up there?
I've loved it. I mean, Danny Cage has been awesome. The new opponent, and this is the thing that I think is, like, crippled a lot of guys locally, is the fear to get out of your comfort zone and to wrestle people who are, oh, I don't know this guy. Well, you're going to have to wrestle people you don't know. But the Graysons, the Money in the Miles, QT and Twitch, South Philly's Finest, like, there's really, really, really good talent, that kind of goes through and around the Monster Factory. And, yeah, it's a long drive. Yeah, the tolls are a bitch. But I've enjoyed every single time I've gone down.
I feel like the boxes downstairs aren't the right boxes. Like, you don't have enough, and they're not in the right spot.
Well, considering my tag team partner just showed up, talking about the Monster Factory, I have enjoyed every trip. Some of them have been, yeah, it's a long drive. Yeah, the tolls are a bitch, but I've never left feeling like I didn't learn something. I've never left feeling like I didn't make a good impression. Like, I'm on very good terms with everyone there. I'm very good terms with the Graysons. That's where I met Mike Orlando. And, you know, Orlando ended up, you know, in Super Indy this year. And I think he's a fantastic talent.
Chris, speak up. Speak into the mic.
Am I not speaking up? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Speak into the mic.
But, yeah. Bravo. Cheers. I've had a blast going down to the Monster Factory, and we'll be back down. I'm going back down July 1st, but there might be a couple more visits in July coming in the next couple weeks. The match with the Money and the Miles was probably the
most fun I've had down there.
Oh, absolutely. Especially with Marcus being in the finish. That was the heaviest thing that ever hit me. Was Fala, Mario, and Marcus. That was 900 pounds of human splashing me. And there was a moment there where I was like, I think I just killed myself.
I can't. I thought to myself as the Penguins won the Stanley Cup last week, and I thought, boy, I can't wait to go back to the Monster Factory to have Danny Cage commentate one of our matches and try to shit on the Penguins for being a Flyers fan. And just totally shit on Pittsburgh, even though we just won the Stanley Cup. I go, that's
2 years in a row.
That's going to be funny for me to listen to, because I always enjoy listening to our matches.
Danny's a Flyer. Yeah, Danny's a Flyer.
Hear what Danny
fan.
Says, because he despises Pittsburgh so much that he just shits on us the whole time.
Marcus always coming out in the Pens jersey,
Pirates hat,
the terrible towel. So he's hit all three every single time. And poor Marcus. Marcus has taken a beating since he's been down at the Monster Factory. But
well, he's a piece of shit. He deserves it.
Speaking of Marcus, I'm going to get multiple takes on this. This was a big topic on his podcast. What's your thoughts on intergender wrestling?
This is a wrestling podcast?
Oh, fuck.
Go ahead.
He wasn't supposed to know that. Now he's going to shut down.
I'm out.
Then I'll go.
I don't talk because I
love the sound of my own voice.
Shit's fake.
You know what? Bony
baloney.
You know what? I enjoy it. I think it's entertaining. I think that there are some people who are doing it very, very well. I think, obviously, guys like Joey Ryan were the first people to do it, but Cedric Alexander and Candice LeRae have been, you know, had done some really good stuff in the past couple years. Some people are doing it really well, and as long as it's entertaining and the fans enjoy it, yeah, go ahead.
Do you think within the next decade that'll become a norm? If you put Charlotte versus Seth Rollins on a marquee, would you not buy that as a good match? Like, what is this overselling of if a man hits a woman, she's automatically dead? Like, do you not see a woman being able, of that caliber, of a Charlotte,
sure,
an athletic caliber, being able to keep up with, say, a Seth Rollins or...
Well, I mean, historically, the gap was a lot greater. The gap between... I don't know, would you say the during the Attitude Era, the biggest women were like Lita and Trish Stratus?
No, Chyna and Nicole Bass were the biggest women.
Well,
clearly.
I was...
R.I.P.
Which one?
Both.
Are they both dead?
Yeah, they're both dead.
Jesus Christ.
Cheesy crazy.
Lemon squeezy.
I don't know, but like the gap between like Trish and Lita, between Rock and Austin... I mean, that was such a huge gap that there was no way anyone would ever take that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Lucha Underground, I mean, for God's sake, Sexy Star was their heavyweight champion. So
for a second.
For a show, yeah.
Yeah.
She won, was it their battle royal. Like,
I thought she beat Mundo. I don't
know. No, Mundo beat her. Mm.
That's on
that.
The Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that is on the Netflix.
I think it's more believable in today's era just because the quality, and this is not to say that Trish and Lita were not good. I mean, they were excellent. But I think that these days it's more believable. It's since, you know who changed the game? It had nothing to do with pro wrestling. It was Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey proved that a woman could kick a man's ass. Mm-hmm. And could do it convincingly. And I think that that completely changed the game. And now people buy that there are badass women out there who can do it. It's not going to work in every circumstance. It's not going to work with every woman. It's not going to work with every man. But, fuck, back in the 80s, Baby Doll was kicking the shit out of Jim Cornette.
Yeah. What do you think, Pollock? No, I agree with what you're saying. Like, there are certain people that if they put on the marquee, I go like, I wouldn't buy that. But then there's other ones. Charlotte, Natty. I don't really watch a lot of current wrestling. I watch a lot of old wrestling. So, mm-hmm. like, if I say names that aren't there, I don't know. Eva Marie, I'm not going to buy versus...
Anyone.
Anyone. You know, a lot of the younger NXT girls... I'm not going to buy versus anyone.
You know, I'd buy Asuka versus a lot of men.
Sure. Yeah. And they've booked her in a way to make her look very strong that you would go like, yeah, I buy that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it seems like there was a peak of NXT women's developmental wrestling that all those girls came up around the same time into the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's almost like, and this is no discredit to any of them that are down there, because they got, Heidi and...
Ruby Riott.
Yeah, Ruby Riott and...
Kimber.
Ember Moon.
And Kimber.
Kimberly just got a new name. I don't know what...
Abby Leach.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So Kimberly and Heidi Lovelace and Ember Moon.
Asuka.
Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross. I love Nikki Cross's work.
So, like, those are, like, their... To me, those are, like, I don't want to say legitimate to discredit them.
The two Australian girls, too.
But to me, Peyton Royce and the other one...
You feel they're more diva than they are
women's
wrestler.
Yeah, diva, less women's wrestler.
Okay.
And no discredit to them, in case they're listening. But, like, I'm not going to buy those two versus, you know... any male tag team. I'm going to go like, not real.
So I'll ask you this. Is it because of their style? Because, like, Nikki and Ruby and Ember, like, those four that you mentioned, like, they're doing a lot. Like,
Those matches with all those other girls, not Peyton Royce and the other girl. Why can't I think of her name?
Billy Kay.
Boom.
Bravo.
The other girls, you know, are... build and booked in matches that come off more like wrestling matches.
Yeah.
Less just like, we're two chicks wrestling against each other.
Okay. We haven't seen a lingerie pillow fight.
We haven't had a Miller Lite cat fight since WrestleMania 19.
Yeah.
But they have girls down that you look at and you go like, I'm sure they're very talented and they deserve to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Divas Revolution is now up on the main roster.
What do you think about it on the indie circuit, though? Where, like, it's a little bit more outlaw, and you can get away with a lot more.
I feel like it's in the same spectrum, because, like, Kelly Klein, I would believe her fighting a dude.
Absolutely.
But then, like Mandy Leon, I really wouldn't buy that.
There are girls on the indie scene that could pull it off, like Jessica Havoc.
Yes,
I believe could tear a dude
apart. Sue Young, I think, could do something.
Because AIW does a lot of stuff where you have matchups that you're like, what the hell?
I mean, they were doing a lot with Candace and the guys there at AIW.
Candace and Cedric Alexander, I think, was an AIW match. I think that was AIW.
Yeah,
that was a fantastic match. So I think, some of it does depend on the arena that it happens in.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it does depend on the individuals, but I think you know, if the stars... In the same thing that you wouldn't put certain people against Brock Lesnar, you know, you can have men versus women, and I think it's completely believable. You know, I think that AIW does some good stuff. I think that Lucha Underground does some good stuff in that realm where it's... where people look at it and they go, yeah, I buy that. So, yeah. Just my opinion.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question then.
Sure.
So on that kind of same note, what do you think about the all-girl shows? Where they're kind of a big deal because they are just only women wrestlers. Like, we're not going to be getting one in Pittsburgh, but that's been kind of a big thing for the last couple of years.
I don't know. I mean, if they can deliver, I think it's just like, it's the same thing. If it's good, it's good.
But do you think, like there's what, Fire now, and there's Shine and Shimmer and
Rise.
Like, there's actual companies now that they're just women's, like, top to bottom.
Well, Shimmer for years. I mean, Shimmer's been around for years.
Yeah.
So.
But that was,
nothing
was like
new.
But I mean, it's kind of on the uprise of more and more coming up where it's just all women's wrestlers.
I think, quite frankly, I think that the standard has risen for a lot of those girls. Where there was a time when, again, when it was lingerie pillow fights and mud wrestling on Raw, girls who were marginally competent stood out. Now, a lot of these girls are really good, and the standard has risen.
Right.
So, you know, you're not, you can't come with some weak sauce and expect to pass where people are like, no, I've seen some girls who can kick some ass.
Right.
And who can really perform. So I just think that the standard has changed, recently. And if, whether it's Shine or WSU or, I'm forgetting one, I'm sorry. Shine, WSU... Girl Fight? Is that the other one?
Girl Fight's the one that's coming to Pittsburgh.
Girl Fight's coming to Pittsburgh. What are some of the other? I'm sure. Queens of Combat's the one I was looking for. As he snaps at me like I'm an asshole. you know, I think it's just, you know, if they can deliver, they can deliver. And I think the big thing is that it's no longer that was good for a girls' match. It's now that was good or that was bad. And that's the standard it should be held to, is that not, well, that was good for two chicks. No, it was either good or it was bad by any standard. And that's what I like about, like, some of the stuff that the girls are doing in NXT and on the main roster. It's like, it's not just that, oh, that was good for two girls. No, that was a good match.
Yeah.
You know... girls match, guys match, tag match, whatever, by any standard, that was good.
Right. I mean, there's a reason why Bayley and Sasha Banks were main eventing NXT shows.
Because it was good by any...
It was good, great wrestling.
By any objectionable standard, it was good. You know. When it can main event shows, and when they can have Hell in the Cell matches, and when they can have all this stuff, and it's no longer that, well, for there. No. It's just good.
Do you think it pissed all over the that woman's Money in the Bank to have a man pull that briefcase down? Do you think that's as big of a deal as people are making
it out to be? I did, but maybe I'm wrong. I mean, some people say it was heat. I mean...
Well, and then the fact that they just stripped her of it anyways.
Right.
And they're having another...
Well,
I mean, like, was it the right kind of heat? Was it the kind of heat that makes you want to go see the next one? Because, I mean, when this is being filmed, they haven't had the second ladder
not
match
yet.
Yeah, not yet. Is it the kind of heat that makes you want to watch the next one, or is it the kind of heat that makes you not want to watch the show?
I mean, I didn't watch the first one.
Of course you didn't.
I was listening to music.
Because, like...
Live that Jay Paul's life, guys.
Like, we've reached an interesting point where, like... And this isn't just with the women's Money in the Bank, but this is just generally. Where it's hard to get real heat, but now does real heat, quote-unquote, lead to ticket sales and DVD buys? is there anyone who you really want to see get the shit kicked out of them because you think they'll really get the shit kicked out of them at a wrestling show? It's like, I don't know. People seem to see me get my ass kicked. So,
well, you got that Miz quality about you.
Oh, fuck you.
People just want to kick you in the face.
People want to see me die. And if they'll pay money for it, bravo. Keep going.
That's really the only person I can think of. I don't think anyone ever buy him getting the legitimate shit kicked out of him, but I think people will pay money to see Miz get beat up.
Yeah, like, but that's a great heel then.
Only legitimate heel.
Yeah,
the company has.
Like there are people who seem to be afraid of that kind of heat. It's like, no, that's the kind of heat that made people millions of dollars. Someone beat this guy, please. Mm-hmm. I'm begging you.
Flair got stabbed in what, Puerto Rico?
Flair got stabbed Flair got stabbed a couple times, yeah. Didn't he?
Hell, I got stabbed in West Newton.
Do you remember when I slapped Tony's girlfriend?
Who?
Oh, yeah. I slapped Tony's girlfriend, and people were waiting for me in the parking lot.
I remember, Bree.
Hey, guys, you can follow the show at Wrestling Death. You can follow me at RoopyMattC. You can follow my guests at Destroyer Graham, at Chris LaRusso, and at J. Paul's Beard. So you can go do that if you want. Or you cannot. Doesn't matter. Back to the show.
What are you so beat up for?
Hardcore Icon.
Oh, bravo.
Seriously, guys, Jack Pollock has to have a kid somewhere.
At least one.
At least one.
Oh, at least one.
I mean, for speaking realistically, maybe two.
Yeah.
I mean, he spreads it around.
It's a lot.
It's everywhere.
It's a lot.
It's
anyway, guys, I don't want any of this shit to air. Fuck Chris LaRusso.
All right.
This is way easier than the last one I did with him.
With him?
He made me not swear on it.
With him?
Yeah. He's made me not swear. And I slipped out a fuck towards the end. And he was all like, you have to cut that out.
You've got to cut the fuck out. So what you're saying,
meanwhile, Jack Pollock's been saying it.
He's a heel now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was a
babyface. He's a
babyface. Oh, is that what it was?
And all I'm saying was, he should have cussed.
All right.
Curb the cussing, Connor.
Cunt. I promised him a cunt.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's really a cuss word.
I just think it's a very vulgar word. I don't think it's a cuss word.
Yeah, I mean, that's classic Connor. Always.
To drop a C word?
Definitely.
Dropping a C.
You drop a lot of seeds and some C's, don't you, buddy?
Seeds and C's.
Not really.
You wait 9 months, out comes a B. A-B-Y. Oh.
Seeds and C's.
You are going to impregnate somebody soon. Like, it just...
It's going to be a life changer, buddy.
Yeah. It'll be good. You'll grow up. You'll have more maturity.
It's going to be a real Ted Danson mid-90s movie for you.
All right, so what were we going to talk about?
What were we going to talk about? Oh, the we almost died.
Yeah, the Hoth incident.
Oh,
wait. Because Peyton's going to be here.
Wait, what did I do?
For Hoth.
Oh, for Hoth? The van?
Yeah, go ahead and tell this. I'm going to get pissed.
All right, this was a couple years ago.
2014.
I still had the Mystery Machine.
Yes.
So, which was a minivan with a...
February 8th, 2014.
Bravo, thank you.
He went back into his tweets and looked at it.
I didn't actually.
So, I had a minivan with a VCR player in it. That's how old this thing was. But it was great because we got to watch some of Jack Pollock's old tapes.
We did.
I got a lot of VHS at home.
We watched what? In Your House?
A couple
we
of
watched
houses.
Like a Best of Razor Ramon.
Did we watch a Clash of Champions as well? Or was that a Starcade?
You weren't watching anything. You were
Spring
driving.
Stampede.
Spring Stampede. Oh,
94.
So, Zach Vincent obviously had the health
brain
issues.
Tumor?
The brain tumor.
The tumor.
Not a tumor.
And there was the We Got Your Back, Zach show for Remix Pro Wrestling. So the car was me, Jack, Gory, Facade, Peyton, And Markman. Is that accurate?
Did yeah, and we dragged Markman with us. He did not want to go.
I had the option to judge pudding wrestling at the Rex Theater.
That's true.
And you chose to give some money to Zach
Vincent. I chose to go and support my former tag team partner, Zach Vincent.
Bravo.
By not being on the show. But I love that guy, so I wanted to
I love Zach Vincent. He's fucking fantastic. So we knew that we had some car issues on the way because the car started smoking at like a rest stop in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we were like, can we make it? Can we make it?
Put antifreeze in.
We put antifreeze in. We can make it. So we put some antifreeze in the car and we can make it. So we get to the show with little to no problem. And then Viper decides, oh no, just pour this into your fucking engine and you'll be fine. So we pour whatever the hell he
blood
into the engine.
His own? I don't know.
I don't know.
Mandelbaum, Mandelbaum. Markman's going to get that reference.
We start to try and head back to Pittsburgh, and the engine overheats badly.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, there's just this column of smoke coming from the engine block.
It's like there's a fire in the hood of the car.
And at that point, it's like, we can't even risk it. We can't go. We literally cannot go another minute or we'll blow the car up.
Yeah.
So we stop, and we don't know what state we're in. We could be in Ohio, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania.
We're just on a stretch of road.
We're on the highway, and it's like 10 degrees outside.
Yeah.
You're being generous.
And it was like 2 a.m.
It's like, so I decide, all right, I'm going to march and see if, like, the next exit has a gas station or anything to help us.
Meanwhile, we knew there wasn't shit around.
We're in the middle of fucking wilderness. And, like, while I decide to go and try and get help, Pog decides to live tweet our deaths.
Started tweeting pictures of Han Solo and Carbonite. Because we were going to freeze to death. And I said, Markman, I love you. And he goes, I know.
But the thing was is that, like, I had to turn the car off, so there's no heat. It's just a dead car in the middle of winter on a stretch of road, and no one is helping us.
And we all thought we should cut Pangram open and then just live inside of him. He's such a tauntaun.
And I thought he smelled bad from the outside.
Thanks, guys.
So, I get to the next exit about, I don't know, what, half a mile?
I didn't go outside, dude. It was cold.
I don't know. Half a mile, three quarters of a mile up the road.
He does smell bad on the outside.
There is nothing at this we are in farmland.
Yeah.
Like, this exit is, you know, if you get on this exit, to the right is farms, to the left is more farms. And I decide, okay, there's nothing here. Maybe the exit behind us will have something. So as I go to go back, a local cop, you know, comes up because what the fuck is someone walking on the exit ramp at 2 in the morning for? I was like, what the fuck's happening? It's like, our car broke down or blah, 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 blah. Like, well, I can't help you. I got to go to a call, but I'll call a state trooper to come to your car. Why don't you explain what's been happening while I've been gone?
I don't know, man. I was busy live tweeting the entire situation.
Okay.
There were shenanigans outside of the van.
Shenanigans happened outside. Someone stole my Bane coat. Markman continued to say, I wasn't even supposed to be here.
He did say that a lot. He was very angry.
It was just a weird night to be alive.
So, I'm going to be a little bit vague for the sake of people who might have warrants at this point. So, I get back to the car. I'm like, West Virginia State Trooper's on their way, and so is AAA. And somebody who was left apparently was not allowed to be out of the state.
It was me, guys.
And they're like, what the hell are you doing? So, as an argument is ensuing, the state trooper arrives, and says, okay, here's what's going to happen. Two people are going to take the car back to Pittsburgh because AAA is going to be able to ride with you in the cab.
Right.
The rest of you are going to have to wait and have someone come and pick you up. Okay, that's fine. Cool. But before we can drive you to this, I think it was like, it was a Denny's.
Yep.
Before we can drive you to the Denny's, give me your IDs.
Well, first it was me and Mark, man. All
right. So transporting 1, 2, 3, 4, and they're reading off their, you know.
Numbers.
Their numbers on their driver's license. It's like, okay, confirmed. And then the trooper drives you off. And then some of the people who were behind us realized, oh shit, the cops are going to have our identification. So somebody decided, like, what the hell, like why don't you drive? Like, no, I'm driving the goddamn tow truck. I'm not staying around West Virginia. I can get back. All right, well, tell him I left.
I just
Wait,
walked off
what?
In the darkness.
I walked off into the woods in a farmland?
Well, not only that, next to the side of the road where we were, on the other side of the guardrail, was like a 90-degree drop into a valley.
Like, really, we were nowhere safe.
Well, because also, I think at some point before the cop came or after the cop came, a knife was chucked into the woods.
Yes, that absolutely.
Switchblade.
That absolutely happened.
And then something else was thrown into the woods because they weren't allowed to have it on them.
So the cop comes back and is going to transport the other two people who are not going to ride the tow truck. All right, transporting blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And there's this long pause. Like, this really long pause. Like, someone on the other end of the radio is, like, clicking and dragging and clicking and...
opening files
and fucking, you know... data banks are kicking on. And I'm just thinking, like, we're all going to jail. There's no way that we're not all going to jail. And then the radio comes back. Okay, confirmed. And I almost said, wait, what? How dare you, like, allow this us to get away with this? And the cop apparently let us get away with it. And, like, you and... excuse me. I and the person who rode with me looked at each other going like, how the hell did that happen? There's no possible way that should have happened.
I think all of us in the car were very intrigued by how the cops let that person, could have been me, get in that car and go to Denny's.
The best is whenever those... people got to Denny's, Marcus and I were extremely, extremely, I guess, excited to see that that person made it and wasn't arrested immediately. Because we were...
Oh my god, you made it!
Because we were concerned. It was taking quite a while for that cop to return with the other people, and him and I were about to ask if everything was alright.
I think we all bonded that night, guys.
Oh my god. What a night.
That was for you, Zach.
Pittsburgh Wrestling almost died that night.
Before we go, we have play a game.
Oh, play a game? Okay.
Because that's the way I wrap up my podcast now.
Uh-oh.
So I play a game.
Fair enough.
So.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
The game is called Parade of Champions. And what it is I pick a title from wrestling history... And you have, it's process of elimination. You each name a man who's held the title until we run out or you guess incorrectly.
Okay.
Since we have the Remix Riot champion
boop, boop.
In our presence and
boop, boop.
Mr. Mayhem over here.
All right.
And Crystal Russo.
Destroyer.
Fuck him.
I'm going to go with the WWE Hardcore Championship.
Okay.
Because that has a vast number of people who have held said title.
Okay.
So,
we can only name this person once.
As a late Father's Day present, I want Jack to go first.
Jack, go ahead.
Pete Gass.
Pete Gass. That is correct.
Ooh! Crash Holly.
Crash Holly.
You went easy.
That is correct. Peyton?
I'm going easy, too. Mick Foley.
Mick Foley. Yes, that is correct.
Steve Blackman.
Steve Blackman.
Punk coming out with,
is
the,
correct.
With the Pete Gaff.
Shane
on the
McMahon.
Top.
Shane McMahon is also correct.
Kane
is correct. Hulk?
Raven
is correct.
One of the Godfather's hoes.
Godfather's hoe.
Show me Godfather hoe.
Is correct. She, one of them did hold that title for like a second. Peyton?
Bob Holly
is correct. Pollock?
Maven
is correct. Chris?
Ooh, God.
He's not on there.
God has not made a decision.
God did a wrestle a tag match.
Big Show.
Big Show is correct. Peyton?
X-Pac
is incorrect.
Damn.
I'm out.
No X-Pac.
That surprises me.
So Peyton's out.
Peyton is out.
Boss Man
is correct. LaRusso.
Al Snow's
correct. Pollock.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus crazy. Let's go.
This isn't hard.
No, it's way too hard. I didn't pay attention to hardcore matches.
At all.
That shit's garbage. Chris LaRusso taught me that. Headbanger Mosh.
Really?
Chaz.
Out of all the names,
he started.
You
with
could
Pete
guess.
Gass.
Yeah, but that's pretty fair. That title was big around the
2000 era.
Yeah.
Around the Mean Street Posse era. Headbanger Mosh.
Chaz.
No! No! It was not. No!
Actually, you know what? Can you read off the other hardcore champions, please?
I mean, like, I forget who we even listed.
I can name off the other ones as soon as you name one more, because as soon as you name one, you win.
Okay.
I say Rios.
Other hardcore champions.
Yeah, you get one more and you win.
Steve Austin.
Too fucking easy.
Matt Connor.
No.
The best.
All of the NWO.
Renegade.
Shut up! Stop talking! I'm trying to think of someone in that era.
Q-Bowl Carmichael.
Christian?
Earthquake.
Yeah, Christian.
Earthquake.
LaRusso wins.
Bravo.
And by the way, it was Thrasher, not Mosh.
Oh, how did you match the wrong?
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on! Damn it, I was there!
Can I say, I loved that title. That was one of the most entertaining things.
Road Dogg was on there, right?
Yeah.
I was right there!
Okay, who are other hardcore
the
champions?
The ones you didn't
Mae
name.
Young.
Road Dogg.
Okay.
Billy Gunn.
Really?
British Bulldog.
Oh, you know, you're right. I do remember Billy Gunn won it. Yes.
Test.
Chris yes.
Russo. Taz. Viscera. Funaki. Rodney.
Oh, the other Mean Street Posse. Okay.
Joey Abs.
I was going to say, all three Mean Street Posse had it.
Thrasher.
Not Mosh.
Perry Saturn.
I was going to say.
Matt Hardy. Gerald Briscoe.
Jeff
Pat
Hardy.
Patterson.
I knew the fucking Stooges had it at one point. That was going to be my backup.
K-Quick. Rhino. Chris Jericho. Mike Awesome. Jeff Hardy. Rob Van Dam. Kurt Angle. Undertaker.
Okay.
Goldust. Spike Dudley. The Hurricane, Molly Holly, Bubba Ray Dudley, William Regal, Tommy Dreamer, Stevie Richards, Sean Stasiak, Justin Credible, Booker T, Trish Stratus, Terry,
shit, this
Bradshaw,
pretty...
Chris Nowinski, and Johnny Stamboli.
That was a pretty prestigious title. I didn't realize it had that many.
Wait, Johnny Stamboli was the last ever hardcore champion?
No, it was
the last on the list.
It was Van Dam.
Van Dam merged it.
This
with
wasn't
the,
in order
with the ECW title, right?
He merged it with the Intercontinental title.
Against Orton.
Yes.
No.
It wasn't Orton. Because that was during the era where Hunter was merging all the titles.
Yeah, but Van Dam merged. Van Dam.
Yeah, he merged the two.
Intercontinental and the Hardcore title.
He merged those, and then Hunter merged the Intercontinental with the World title.
Okay.
Because the Intercontinental was gone for like 18 months, and they brought it back.
wrestling, guys. Am I
Holy
right?
Holy shit, yeah.
Can't believe it was
the You guys
Thrasher.
Were so bad at that.
Hey, motherfucker! I won!
Especially you. I'm especially disappointed in you.
Well, I've had a few barley pops.
Especially disappointed.
Come on, dude. I went headbanger mosh.
I had you on this.
I was one off, and you're mad at me?
I really had
I named one of the fucking Godfather's hoes.
He did.
And, I that's obscure as shit.
I went more obscure than Chris LaRusso knows what obscure means.
Of all the people, you go for a headbanger run. You don't, like, there's a million obvious
Can
ones. You go for a headbanger.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I love the headbangers.
Maybe you can name your fucking kid Mosh.
That cat is going to kill you.
No, he's not. He's good.
Well, Chris, congratulations.
You don't win anything.
You just won a
you
game
win
on
nothing.
A podcast that no one's going to listen to. Because we're not going to put it on fucking line.
Fuck, that was fun as fuck anyway. I love it.
I will put it on a disc and give it to you for Father's Day next year.
I'm telling you, this year we all just get him Christmas gifts and say best dad ever.
You're gonna impregnate someone, okay?
it might be by Christmas.
Like the next woman
There's
you have
6 months to go,
like
man.
You could wear 6 condoms. The next woman you have sex with, you're going to get pregnant.
They're all gonna have a pinhole.
I mean, look at it this way, buddy. You don't have to worry about marriage. You just got a little you running around.
That's
one big commitment you don't have to worry about.
This has been Wrestling with Death. Thank you for listening, and good night.
2?
Shut up.
I mean, I kind of would rather do that. That's kind of...
Mario? I liked Mario 2. I like Mario 3. Mario 3
is
the best.
Mario 3 is better.
Mario 3
is Barf! Shut up, you.
Go ahead.
That's just the hipster in him coming out. Don't mind.
Super Mario World. Oh my god.
Don't mind the world's best dad over here.
Oh my god, I'm getting you one for Christmas.
Go ahead. Moving on.
I can't breathe.
Hold on.
What's the game, for the love of God, before you
can't even breathe?
It's the best part of the podcast.
You would be a really good dad.